Yes, it's very good news for this active travel funding, because all this makes roads safer for children to walk and cycle to schools, for people to just be safer around their villages. So there have been some just announcements about the safe routes to schools at St. Aidan's in Ballantrillick, Skull Ursula, St. John's National School and other schools in the county, which is brilliant. And then there's also the active travel funding from Cleaver. There's a pathways project there that's going to make it safer for people to walk and cycle into Sligo town from Carrow. So look, it's all this is very, very good. It makes, I suppose, the areas healthier for people to live in, and it makes the area safer for people to live in. And I suppose with the Greenways funding and the other active travel funding announced around the country, Grange Footpaths active travel plan has got 25,000, Ballester to Tubberbride 50,000, and the Greenway then, the Balahi to Killooney, has got 75,000, which is of course very, very welcome. And look, it's just positive for us active travel in our county. It's been a policy now of the Department of Transport and Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland, that they recognise that more rural areas, because we have such, you know, such natural beauty that everybody knows about, they recognise that with funding that communities themselves can develop more projects. And as I keep saying about Ireland West Airport, Knock, we're so lucky to have it on our doorsteps. And, you know, people who are if summers are getting hotter in Europe in particular, and people are coming to Ireland and they want alternatives, and Europeans want to come to Ireland because the climate is more temperate. There isn't much change in the climate all year round. So look, it's absolutely fantastic. They want to leave the cities. They want to leave, you know, their hot climates and come to Ireland just to see the scenery and to be able to walk and cycle safely as well. So look, all this funding is absolutely fantastic, and I'm just hoping to see projects like Grange now and the active travel footpath scheme that has been on the go and it's on the cards for a long time, that because of the 25,000, that will move it on as well.
I'm absolutely delighted, and this investment is dedicated to the development of cycling and walking projects that offer safe, sustainable, healthy transport options community across the country. And again, delighted that we've got 2.2 million for a cycle and walkway between Bundoran and Ballyshannon, 300,000 for a Killooney to Castlebolton, and also the funding for the SLNCR and also the Sligo Greenway. So there's a lot of good work here, and I want to thank all the people involved in putting these projects forward for funding.